Just kind of getting out of bed with a slight hangover, but other than that, I'm fine.
Pretty good night last night, huh?
Yeah, we had a night off, so we, all the guys in my band and the guys in Hookers and Blow, we kind of went a little crazy, so it was good, though.
John, great to talk with you, man. Excited to have you here in Western Pennsylvania in a short while.
Where is Warrendale?
It's just north of Pittsburgh, like 10 minutes north of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So you're essentially Pittsburgh market, so.
I was trying to figure it out because I was married to a girl from Beaver Falls.
Okay, which is very close. That's probably, what, Bob, 15, 20 minutes?
20 minutes from Warrendale, maybe?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, cool, man. So
yeah, I was trying to figure out where the hell Warrendale was. I got it now.
It's a pretty cool venue, though, you guys are going to play, and they usually pack them in pretty good.
Well, I'm looking forward to coming back, so I hadn't been there in a while.
August 29th at Jurgles in Warrendale for the Dead Daisies. And how's that been going, man? I mean, you guys have been ripping it up.
Yeah, it's we've been going since the first week of April, and we're going to keep going until mid-December, right before Christmas. So it's been awesome. We were over in Europe. We've been to Japan. And now here in America, we haven't really played that much. But, you know, we're doing, I guess, like 26 or 27 shows. And up to now, it's been awesome. People are showing up. They're singing along with us. They know the words. They've got the records. And we've been having a blast.
Yeah, you had the album out in April. I actually had an opportunity to talk with Dean and Doug a little earlier this year after the album release. And this is just some killer stuff. You know, I think a lot of people have been hearing stories of some people saying rock is dead, but you guys have created one heck of a rock and roll record.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, but I got to tell you, at the end of the day, we don't really think about it. You know what I mean? We're just... I think that's where people get into trouble, you know, if they overthink what they're doing or try to, you know, cater their sound or whatever, you start getting into trouble. But I don't know, for us, we just kind of, we grew up on classic rock, you know, the Zeppelins, Beatles, Grand Funk, Bowie, like all the cool stuff. And it's, you know, we all get together in a room, we write. And we've all got the same influences, so we're all just throwing stuff into the pot, stir it up, and you know, it's been good, man. It's cool. I'm excited about the record, the touring that we've been doing. This whole life is good. Let's just put it that way.
The credentials are there, that's for sure. I mean, you've got an all-star lineup of guys, you know, that you guys have been touring with and playing. It's a great album.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you. It's, like I said, it's been, so much to our surprise, we've actually charted on you know, some of the Billboard charts, and we're hitting radio now, which is, you know, I mean, let's be face it, it's not really existent for a lot of bands like us, but actually radio's been coming to the table, so it's cool, man, we can't complain.
Well, John, I appreciate your work going back to the screen with Bruce Bouillé. Love that work. And of course, we know that you've been with Crew, but when you talk about people like Doug Aldrich and Dean Castronovo, how does the songwriting process for you work? And as a band, is everybody bringing a little piece of something to the table, or do you just kind of throw an idea out and everybody throws their own take to it?
You know what? It's going to sound weird, but this band has actually been the easiest band that I've ever written with. We don't, like, I won't walk in and go, hey, I wrote this song or I've got this idea. You know, it's just riffs. We all get together and it's together. It's not like any emailing or anything like that going on. We all get into a room with acoustic guitars, including Marty, our producer, and we all just start throwing riffs on the table. And then we jump on it, and everybody starts throwing their ideas in. And we just develop, I call them maps. We get maps together, you know. So we'll write for maybe 10 days. And then we we get the maps all sorted out, and then we go into a studio and we start laying them down. And even as we're laying them down, they're changing. We're kind of working on them. And then once we get all the, I call them the bed tracks, we get the bed tracks down, I go off and I try and start working on melodies and lyrics and different things like that. And it's crazy, but every record that I've done with the band, we've done it that way. And we have literally started with nothing and wrote, recorded, mixed, and mastered a record in about a month.
So why is it different with this band of guys, John? Why is it so easy? Why is it different than the other bands you play with?
Well, because I think majority, if you really look at a majority of bands, there's one, two guys that do the writing. So a lot of the pressure, the pressure is just on that one guy. He's got to, he's got to come up with the material, or the two guys, they got to come up with everything. With this one, there's six guys in a room that are actually writing. Like, I write, David writes, Doug writes, Marco writes, even Dean. And then you have a guy like Marty, our producer, who is not only a great producer, but he's also a songwriter. He co-wrote, just for an example, he co-wrote the song Jaded with Steven Tyler.
Wow.
So you have... You've got six people contributing, you know what I mean? So there's this endless source of ideas. If I'm God, I'm out of lyrics, I don't know what to write about, one of the guys will say something to me and spark something, or write, they'll help write lyrics. So it's just this, it's power writing. We get into the room together and it's, go. So it's been pretty easy, man. Literally, though, every record we've done in 4 to 5 weeks.
Wow.